This audio podcast is sponsored by GM's OnStar. Get the OnStar treatment, no matter who you are. For Discovery News, I'm Will Johnson. Researchers at the University of Houston in Texas have come up with a new facial recognition software system that could actually help you shop without a credit card online or could help prevent identity theft as well. Here to tell us more about it is Discovery News' Casey D. Gardner. Casey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Will?
Doing well. So tell us what this is all about.
So what this is, it's kind of just like getting a picture of your face taken. And they take a picture of your face, and what happens is it somehow computes a unique identifier, some sort of number that they're hoping could be used, you know, to get into a building, to shop online, to go to the grocery store, to buy things. And it creates this, you know, unique number for everyone's face.
So assuming, I guess we all have a different face, right? I mean, every face is going to be unique. Okay.
But, you know, one of my colleagues brought up the question, what about twins? Because they do look alike.
Interesting question. You'll have to ask when you complete the story. Again, this could be used where you would go online and instead of having a credit card, you could just show this image of your face and the computer would somehow see your face. How would that work?
Well, they hope that your computer can recognize you at some point. So I think this is one of the first steps in doing so.
Okay. So it could be pretty interesting. So you wouldn't have to necessarily put in your credit card number right then. Somehow a number would be tied to your computer or your face, I guess.
Exactly. And they're hoping that, you know, so many people have, I know I do, I have a gazillion passwords for everything. And this will kind of consolidate all of them
into your face.
Yeah.
That would be nice, actually. We wouldn't have to worry about all those different passwords. And obviously, hopefully this would then prevent some identity theft or theft of credit cards and things like that online.
Exactly. And that's one of their main selling points for this is, you know, the identity theft is crazy right now and it's rampant and they're just trying to find ways to help, you know, stop it or at least lessen its impact.
Yeah, and you mentioned getting into buildings being another use for this. I could see that happening. You know, we've seen in movies for years, I guess, eye scans. I don't know if those actually exist or not, but you go into some grocery stores now and they also have fingerprint methods for ways to buy your food as well, right?
Yeah, and I have seen some people, there's a couple companies that do like a finger, there's some chip implanted they can get in by finger, but I've never seen, I don't think it's mainstream at all. So this is kind of the cutting edge.
So I guess in the future we'll all just walk around and show our face and we won't have to carry a wallet or anything?
Yeah, it's kind of freaky, isn't it?
Yeah, a little bit. All right, well, that's cool stuff. And, of course, you'll be able to see more of this story on discoverynewsvideo.com, right, Casey? Your story will be up there next week.
That's right.
All right, well, Discovery News, Casey D. Gardner, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thanks, Will.
Thanks a lot. And for Discovery News, I'm Will Johnson.